Blog Talk Radio.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, gratefully.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell
them. Here I am. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I long you to see, Lord, desire to be in me.
Put your phone down.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Yeah.
bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Amen, 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 and amen again. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's Women's Day Thursday. I'm excited about what the word is going to be brought on today. First of all, I'm God's head of my life. Again, I'm no other than Apostle Kashima Douglas. I'm here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. This morning, Dr. Wendy Rose will be back to deliver the word from God just for you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Just want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States. Of course, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, Romania, we just picked up, and Thailand, we just picked up. Remember, we are here to uplift you guys. No judgment. We don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. But what we care about is you getting saved and understand who you are and how your walk is supposed to be. No, everybody's not preachers. Nope, everybody's not pastors. Nope, everybody's not apostles and bishops. But there is a word in your belly that somebody needs to hear. Remember, somebody needs to hear your testimony because it could save someone's life. Remember, we're not here to tell you that because you fail, you can't get back up. Absolutely not. Get back up because, remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about how many times he failed, but check this out. He got right back up. Remember, God is right here with us all of the time. Through all the crazy stuff we were going through and doing, He still was right there with His arms open, waiting on us. You're not in this by yourself, woman of God. You're not in this by yourself. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. First one to speak, or if you need prayer. This is a no judgment zone. We cannot and will not judge you. That's not our job. Our job is to tell you about somebody that who can save anybody. And his name is Jesus. He did it for me. He did it for Chief Apostle. He can definitely do it for you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. All if you need prayer. Don't take your armor off, women of God. Shine them up. Keep them on because it is wartime. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else
can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see? I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
God of death.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen, amen. He saw the best in me. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you, he seen the best in Kashima, because Kashima was a wreck. She was a mess. She was not together, but I thank God he didn't give up on me. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. My sister in Christ, the woman of God, is on to deliver a word from the Lord just for you on this morning. I hope you have your pen and your paper together, because trust me, I am ready to eat on this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wendy. How are you, my sister?
Good morning. Good morning. Kingdom blessing, peace and blessing to you and everyone here today.
Amen. Amen. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I'm excited about this word this morning, so go right ahead and let the Lord use you.
Oh, my goodness. Blessings, everybody. You know, this is something that's really been on my heart a lot here lately. Today, I'm just naming this one that men have traumas too. This is the discovery zone for me. I discovered that men have traumas too. And sometimes us as women, we don't really understand the fact that men have traumas, because men are supposed to be strong. They're supposed to be strong, and they can handle anything, frail and fragile, and, you know, we need to be nurtured all the time. But at the same time, we bypass what's wrong with them. They told us my father wasn't there. My mother wasn't exactly emotionally there, or I had to do this, or I had to grow up early. See, we hear that, but we always look at men like this is the stuff that makes them strong. So let me backtrack just a little bit. I'm going to give you like a little bit of background about me. I am Dr. Wendy Rhodes, the wound care coach and expert, providing a safe and confidential space for women to assist women. And now, I can't even say just women, the world as a whole, men and women, to heal from their unresolved, the unresolved things that have happened in their lives that have caused the trauma. So I take the natural stages of wounds, which are bed sores or a scratch, a cut, surgical incision, different things like that. So I take the natural wounds and compare them to spiritual wounds to bring about healing to the soul. So we already know that Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Like I said, I'm doing a reverse and a rewind here. But he comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. When I was 5 years old, like my mom and dad, they loved us. They were very loving parents. But at 5 years old, like I was a real smart kid. So my dad had said to me, girl, you talk so much. Lord have mercy, why you talk so much? That right there was like a dagger in my heart, and it shut me down. So remember, Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, and he'll use anybody that he can to do just that. So that killed my spirit. It damaged me. I was just wounded from that because it shut me down. But realizing now, being 52 years old, realizing that the blessing is in this mouth, that Satan tried to shut me down, that what he did worked for a period of time, which caused a ripple effect of other things. So then you go, 14, I was raped by four guys and never told anybody until I was 49 years old. So I've been in bondage all that time until I was 49. So 3 years I've been completely free. Not only have I been free, I delivered the 14-year-old me. So I was 49 and 14 at the same time. So the 14-year-old me that was sitting over in the corner staring at me like, man, what is up? I mean, are you ever going to pull me out of this corner? Like, listen, first off, you've never addressed me. You know, I've been sitting up here crying on the inside of you all of this time. You've gone through these relationships and stuff like that, and I'm still over here hurting. Hey, can you help me out? But at 49, I was able to write about it and to release it, all because God showed me that it's time to release. It's time to heal. It's time to learn to love yourself all over again. And this is where Self-Love Redefined was born. That was birth, Self-Love Redefined, which is my brand. So I'm saying all of that to say that this is a pattern of things that has happened. And this is me that I'm talking about. See, this is women. We think about everything that has happened to us. This has happened to us. So 14, that happened. 15, I have my first child. 16, I go through domestic violence at the beginning. Like at 16, I start going through domestic violence. So domestic violence. And I turned around and married him. Was married to him for 18 years. Was abused for the 18 years. God guided me out of that. But remember, all of these traumas have happened to me. Finally, I get a divorce. That's marriage number one. I'm on marriage number two now. Now, I'm saying this for people that are in relationships and that are in marriages, and this is very, very important that we understand that it's important for us to heal from our traumas, but it's more important also to pay attention to our husband's trauma too. Because if our traumas together are not healed, our relationship can't be healed. Our relationship can't be whole because we're harboring things. So let me take you to the next part. All of this time, my mentality in my mind was, well, this happened to me, and that happened to me, and I can't understand why he don't understand the reason why I'm the way that I am. And yes, I'm this independent woman, and I can do this, and I can do that, and I'm not depending on nobody. And this has been the attitude, not purposely, but it was called fight or flight. And I'm sure you guys have heard of fight or flight. You're ready to run as soon as something go wrong because you've been through so much. And we look at everything that we've been through. And we say, I'm not dealing with that with him because I just dealt with that with such and such for such and such amount of years. I'm not dealing with that. But then here we go. The stage of the wound. Here we go again. Stage one, a closed wound. That's where anger, bitterness, abandonment, rejection, they stay right there. Stage two, mental and emotional issues are right there in stage two. Stage three, drug abuse, alcoholism, prostitution. That could come from the fact that your mama or your daddy was on drugs, and then you end up on drugs too. Or your mama was a prostitute and you end up being a prostitute thinking that's the way of life. Stage four is a crushed spirit. That's where rape, sexual assault, molestation, domestic violence, all of those are in that one. And finally, the fifth one, which is an unstageable wound, that's where you have the child abuse, you have the hereditary stuff. Stuff that could have been broken down, things that have come from generational issues that have come down that great-great-great-grandmama never dealt with. This is not just true for you as a woman, but it's true for your husband or your mate. It's true for both of y'all, and some people just don't get it, that it destroys marriages. We don't recognize that we are not healed and whole, and we have not come to God and submitted ourselves unto him and said, I'm broken, I'm toe up from the flow up, and I'm going to need you to help me. When you have a kingdom marriage and you don't realize that you have a kingdom marriage and you're bringing all of this stuff, the bag lady comes through the door. I was the bag lady. Bag lady has stage one in her bag. She has stage two in her bag. She had stage four in her bag. And probably has stage five in there too, because I was a teenage mom. My mother was one too, and her mama was one. So that's generational. And certain things have to be broken. But sometimes we don't realize that. Now let me get back over here to these husbands. When your husband starts to just be quiet, and you can't communicate with him, you can't talk to him, but you know that this is your husband. He's in there somewhere, but he's silent, or he gets angry quick. But then now, because you see that anger, it reminds you of that one that you was with before that was abusive. Or he don't want to be around people. But do you really see the reason why he don't want to be around people? Or do you just look at it like he just got a bad attitude? I ain't trying to take him nowhere, girl, because I ain't about to deal with that attitude. I'm just going to tell you, this is me. Only thing I can tell you about is me. I'm always just going to tell you about me and my experience and my attitude and where God had to chin check me, and I'm good now. But anyway, I had to turn around. It was so much destructive stuff that was happening within my marriage. There was things that was happening within my marriage that I had no control over, but it was because the inner me was my enemy. The inner me was my enemy because all of this stuff was still sitting inside of me, and only thing I could see is me. But when I looked at him, I seen just a man, a strong man, that have swept under the rug what has happened in his life. But it comes out in increments sometimes that we just can't understand. But only thing we can see is our trauma. But the issues that happened caused the separation. It caused the separation to the point that me and my husband were not on the same page. In fact, we weren't even in the same house for a minute. And because we weren't in the same house, I thought God was just going to allow me to just be me. I moved out. I'm in here. He let me have my little bachelorette pad for a hot second. I'm sitting up here. I ain't got to cook. I ain't got to do nothing if I don't want to. If I want to eat a bowl of cereal tonight, I can eat a bowl of cereal. If I don't want to eat nothing and drink just a glass of water, I can. But God let me have that for a minute. I sat on my couch one day. Mrs. Fed Up. Mrs. Perfect. I pay the bills. I make sure that he eat. I make sure that the house is clean. I do this. I do that. And I don't see nothing that he do but have a bad attitude. I'm sitting on the couch in there. I'm telling you, this was my attitude. Sitting on the couch. As I sat on that couch, it was like a ton of bricks hit me. God allowed every emotion that my husband was feeling to pile up on me. As I was sitting there, I couldn't do nothing but weep. My heart was hurting. My insides was hurting. My head started hurting. I was crying so hard, it was like waterfalls just coming from my eyes. It was just straight waterfalls, and I couldn't understand it. And I said, God, what is this, and why do I feel this way? And he said, your husband, this is how he feels. He's broken. Your husband has trauma too, just like you. I didn't look at it like that. But God turned it around in a different type of light and said, could you possibly imagine reflecting him as you and you as him? Could you possibly imagine, you know that you've gone through traumas and what has happened to you? Each trauma is different for each person, but this man is broken and he's hurting and you didn't help the situation. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Men have traumas too. We have to show compassion. We have to show grace because God shows us grace. He gave me the wisdom as to how to deal with the situation, how to deal with helping my husband to overcome his unresolved issues. It wasn't my job to heal him, but it was my responsibility as his wife to respect him. Men require respect. We require love. We as women automatically have love. We have a lot of love to give, but we don't have a lot of respect to give. It's about the respect. Because I didn't feel like he treated me a certain way. But that meant that there were still parts of me that needed to heal. But I thought I had it together. I didn't have it together. But he's never even dealt with it. And it didn't help him that I didn't show him no compassion. Nor did I show him respect. I had to look at it. And as they say, you call a spade a spade. But I felt like I was doing the right thing, that because I was a good wife before, but my husband didn't know how to treat me. Well, guess what? I had to change my prayer. My prayer had to change too. Lord, show me how to be a wife to this husband. Lord, show me how to love him correctly. Lord, show me how to talk to this man. Lord, show me, give me the right words to say, when to say it, and when I don't supposed to say nothing, hold this tongue down where I won't say the wrong things to hurt him even more. But I had to seek him the way that God sees him, not the way that I was trying to see him. Only thing I was still seeing was my traumas, and I didn't see my husband was hurt. But when God said he was restoring my marriage, he was restoring it to better than ever, that I would see something different in myself and see something different in him. But of course, what does God do? He says, I'm going to deal with you first. Because him, that's my son, and I love him the same way that I love you. I'll help him differently. But I'm going to start with you. But what I do to him or do with him ain't your concern. Get you together. Get your mind right. God taught me how to respect my husband in a different way. So many times, women are so taken advantage of that all we see is our frustration. All we see is our hurt. All we see is our wounds. All we see is we want to be loved. Well, guess what? He can't love you the way that you think you should be loved when you don't even know how you should be loved. Because you've never had full-blown love before. And now that God is the center of your relationship, the head of it, the center of it, to give it all to him is to make it right. And that's what had to happen. I went to therapy on my own. He went to therapy on his own. Men don't open up to people. Like us as women, we may have each other to talk to, and we'll talk all day long, but men don't. But I saw a difference in my husband when he finally started going to therapy on his own. He had someone that was non-biased to listen to him, for him to be able to release, for him to be able to say, this is what happened in my life. I didn't grow up like other kids. I didn't have a childhood. You know, whatever the situation was, like, I didn't feel love. Whatever that situation was, he was able to open up and tell somebody that could listen to him. Because could you possibly imagine 50-something years of all of this stuff still hanging on the inside of you and on your heart, and you don't know how to love people, right? Because you just harden yourself because it's like, this person going to hurt me too. So could you imagine two people doing that? But then you're supposed to be kingdom. It's a kingdom marriage. So when that happens, he goes to therapy. I go to therapy. We finally go to therapy together. We learn how to communicate. We go together. We learn how to communicate. God can transition. He can show us each other. He can show us how to talk to each other. He can show us how to be compassionate toward each other. But my prayer was, God, show me how to be a wife to this husband. Because he's not the one that I had. Show me my kingdom marriage. Show me who we are in you. And when God shows you, you better believe it. And you better walk that thing out. I have learned how to encourage my husband. Because I didn't realize that I wasn't really encouraging him. Just because I'd say that he was handsome, that didn't mean that I was really encouraging him in a lot of different ways. Like, you know, like men are funny. It could be a light bulb. You know, I think I heard this example, and at first I was like, that's that's weird. Babe, can you change that light bulb up there? Because you change light bulbs better than anybody I have ever seen in my life. It's the simplest things. Encourage your husband. Encourage your future husband. Pray for him on a regular basis. Love him. We have the love, but we have to still show compassion to be able to see what God sees. Not what our wounded eyes or our wounded hearts see. Not where the blockages see. Not where the walls are in between you and him. But men have trauma too. And we have to show compassion. And loving him right where he is, but most of all, respecting him and allowing God to be God in your life are principal things, especially when it comes to your husband. I don't know how many people in here or on here are married. It's not just for the married people. It's for those that want to be married or those that are in a relationship and getting ready to get married. But respect is the principal thing when it comes to your husband. Our responsibility is to respect. Their responsibility is to love us like God loves the church, like Christ loves the church. That's his responsibility. But he has through your respect. That helps a whole lot. So that was the message for today. God had been really putting that on my heart because I learned it. And I look at my husband so different. And I look at him like he is my king. He is my king. And I have to continue to treat him in that way. So is it for me for today. That's what I had on my heart. And I am complete.
Amen. Amen. Listen, if y'all have any questions for Dr. Wendy, please feel free to call in at 563-999-3628. And go ahead and ask. That's what she's here for. If you have questions, ask. No questions is too crazy. They can't be asked. None whatsoever. Just ask. We're going to go to a musical break. We'll be back. She's still on here. If you have any other questions, let us know. And we'll be right back.
Tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
always.
Trials
are just a test.
Just a test
of your faith.
So stand strong
and dry
your weeping eyes.
'Cause
joy comes in the morning
and
everything is
gonna be
alright.
Amen, amen, amen again. Be encouraged, be encouraged. Dr. Wendy, before we go, I just want you to pray for the women that's listening in. Maybe the Lord has something else he wants you to release to them. But he said, go ahead and pray for the women that's on this morning.
You said to pray for the women, or there somebody in particular that needed prayer?
Yes, she's the one. Her name, I'll just pray for the women that's listening in. Because I didn't get a chance to tell you, we're listening, they're listening to us in Ramonia and Thailand. So we have two more countries that's listening in from the last time I talked to you. So go ahead and just pray for the women in general.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to tell you that that song was just so perfect. That song was so perfect. Be encouraged no matter what's going on, and he'll make it all right. Be encouraged no matter what's going on. He'll make it all right, but you gotta stay strong. Be encouraged. No matter what's going on, and he'll make it all right. Got to stay strong. Oh, Father, we just thank you, oh, God. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be on here today, oh, God. Father, I thank you for each and every listener, male, female, whoever's listening. Father, I thank you for each person, oh, God. Father, I just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to cover. cover each and every household. Bless each and every marriage, oh God. Father, allow us to be able to see ourselves, to see us the way that you see us, to see our mates the way that you see them, oh God. Father, allow us to give grace, to have compassion, oh God, to have a loving heart, Father, to show loving kindness as you show loving kindness, Father, to forgive others as we forgive, same way that you forgive us when we repent, oh God. You forgive us and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness, Father. Allow us to be that way too, oh God, that we don't harbor unforgiveness, oh God, Father, that we will also forgive ourselves for things that we didn't understand and we held ourselves responsible for. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your everlasting love, God. Father, we just ask you right now to give each and every one of us the heart of your son, Jesus. That, Father, sometimes things are rough at the time, Father, but just like Jesus said, allow this cup to pass from me. But then he turned around and said, not my will, but yours be done. Father, he knew that it was finished. He knew what he came here for, oh God. But, Father, when you put our marriages together, you knew why you put those together. So, Father, allow us to grow together, to learn together, to do your will, just like Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. And when he said it was finished, and as you created the earth, each day you said it was good. Allow us to be the same way, to see ourselves the way that you see us. That when you created us and you had the blueprint before you placed us in our mother's womb, you said, that was good. That everything that's on that blueprint, Father, we just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to give us the strength, the tenacity, to do what it is that you placed on that blueprint, Father, that we won't default, that we won't look to the left, we won't look to the right, Father, that we will look to the hill from which cometh our help, oh God. We thank you right now, God, that we will complete what it is that you brought us here to complete, oh God. So, Father, we thank you right now for loving us. We thank you, oh God. We love you. We magnify you and we praise your mighty name, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. You're such a loving God. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. We thank you, God. Thank you. I ask you to continue. Each and every one of us to love, to ability to have humility, God. In your son Jesus' mighty and matchless name, I do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for being obedient all the time, not just sometimes. Or when you take Wendy out of the situation and you put God in, I thank you for who you are in him. Father, God, I ask you to give back everything your daughter gave out this morning. Bless her tremendously. Open doors, more speaking engagements. Cover her and her husband right now, Lord, and her family in the name of Jesus. Let the right people need to hear her on this morning and the day after today. Continue to guide her in the right direction. And continue to cover her in Jesus' name. Amen. Dr. Wendy, let them know how they can reach you again, your website, what all that you do, and any upcoming events that you have.
Well, my website is selfloveredefined.com. I do have a podcast called You Are Not Your Trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes. That's You Are Not Your Trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes, and that's on Anchor, Spotify.
Spotify, Apple, Google, several of the outlets for podcasts where podcasts can be found. Also, I have an event coming up, but I haven't scheduled, but I'll get back with you, Kashima. It's going to be May the 27th here in Nashville, Tennessee. So I will leave that information once I get everything completed. But, yes, and I'm on all social media outlets as Dr. Wendy Banks Rhodes. So I can be contacted in that way. Thank you so much for having me here today, Kashima.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. It's all about kingdom business and building each other up in the body, supporting one another, that we're big on support and encouraging one another. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about glorifying God and letting people know that just because you've been through does not mean that you have to stay the position you've been in. It's ways to get out. And I'm talking to the women that's in domestic violence. It's ways to get out. Even men being in domestic violence relationships, it's ways to get out. Say something. Don't stay there and think that you can't get out and there's no way out, because there is a way out. You have to connect and say something. Ask God to show you who to go through to help you get out. It's a new season. And it's time for you to get in your position. He did it for me, too. He did it for me, too. I was in a domestic violence relationship. Exactly. Exactly. It's not easy, but it's needed. That was needed to be said today. Because, again, people forget. As my grandfather would say, they have collective memory. You know, everybody goes through something. And men are, they're not as outspoken as we are. You know, they hold stuff in and don't say anything. Well, we can call maybe one or two people and vent. Some of them don't know how to vent. Some of them don't know how to express themselves. Some of them was in a relationship and they didn't give the opportunity to openly say something. It was always blah, 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 and not hearing. So it's a difference. You have to understand nobody is perfect, but you must step out of your comfort zone and say something. I thank you for the word out today, because it was definitely needed and on time. Remember, you guys, if y'all want to go back into the replay, it's on my page as well as Worldwide Gospel Connection page. Dr. Wendy is a phenomenal speaker. Go check her out. Go to the podcast and listen in. It might just be what you need to hear on that day. We hope you guys enjoyed the message on this morning. Remember, don't forget to tune in for Man Up Monday. Chief Apostle, I have a powerhouse that's coming on. And men, I'm here to tell you, you need to be on the broadcast listening in, because I know they're going to cut up. They always do. They always do. I hope you guys were blessed on today. Have a blessed and phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy, yeah. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I know you kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it, yeah, yeah, Lord, so I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through, thank you for. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
My friend, Miss Faith Evans, y'all please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
The enemy is threatened. Miss Faith Evans.
from a scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, God doesn't expect you to be perfect. He knows you're not perfect. Just surrender with your mouth. Say, Lord, here I am. I need you. I tried it my way. It's not working. I need your guidance. I need you to put your loving arms around me. I need you to heal me. And I'm here to tell you he will do that. Okay. You surrender your life to Christ. Congratulations. Now let me tell you the truth. It's not going to be easy. But I'm here to tell you it's going to be worth it. All the chaos and everything that you're going through, it's going to be worth it. Pray. Submit. Talk to God. I'm going to give you three keys. One, get you a Bible, whether it's NIV, King James, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Go visit a couple of churches so you find the fit for you. You're welcome to join us every Sunday at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. Every Sunday at 3 p.m., 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. If they're not walking, preaching the same thing, you might need to be careful. Remember, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. It's very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Now it's really going to be warfare for you. Even if you was already going through warfare, you're really going to go through warfare now. Remember, core gift, the gift is still up and running. It's Valentine's Day next week. Women, men, get these body scrubs to bless your significant other. It's going to be some other things that I'm adding in there. Connect with me. Trust me, you will love it. It is good for eczema. It will have your skin feeling smooth. Homemade with almond oil or coconut oil, whichever one you prefer. It's there. You can go to my Facebook page at Kashima Douglas on Facebook and click the link to go ahead and get your order in. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Let's support one another. If you have businesses, message me. And we can work something out so I can share your business as well. You know, the World Gospel Connection on Facebook, and leave us a message. Remember, hold your head up. It's going to be okay. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. You're a world priesthood. Hold your head up. Somebody needs you. If nobody has told you they love you on today, let me tell you, I love you. God always loves. It will be okay. It's one day at a time. Make the first step and let God show you the rest of the way. I hope you guys was blessed on today. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. If you want to sow, you can at $WGC2020, $WGC2020. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. And tune in Monday for Man Up Monday.
We fall down. The thing to try when all else fails is again. The person who really wants to do something finds a way. The person who does not finds an excuse. The person who prevails is the person who refuses to give up. The person with the mental toughness is the person who will triumph. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. The man who can get up one more time than the time he's knocked down is going to be the winner. Being knocked down is not a problem, but staying down is a problem. Get up, because success begins by getting up one more time than you've been knocked down. The Bible declares in Proverbs 24:16, listen to this. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises
again. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. Again, you're not a failure for falling down. You're a failure for staying down.
You know, it's amazing how many people in the world have done phenomenal things after having failed numerous times in their life. And so failure doesn't have to be the end. Making mistakes doesn't have to be the end. I think most people, if they're going to be successful, they have to press through some things. And one of the things that we tend to do, or that one of the lies that the enemy tells us is, well, there's just no way. There's no way. There's no way out. But we have to remember that there's always a way out. And those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ know that he said in John 14:6, I am the way. We may not know the way, and he may not be telling us the way, but he wants us to believe that he is the way maker. God will make a way for you.